compiled over 1,000 years ago by the famous Iranian theologian Sheikh Sadugh, the Prophet's 8th infallible heir, Imam Reza, peace upon him, relates on the chain of authority of his illustrious ancestors from the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, that once, on the advent of the blessed month of Ramadan, the Prophet, addressing the people, said, "O people, the month of Allah has come with its mercies, blessings, and forgiveness. Allah has decreed this month the best of all months, its days the best of all days, its nights the best of all nights, and its hours the best of all hours. It is the month in which He has invited you to fast and pray. He has honored you in it. Every breath you take in it as the reward of tasbih or praise of Allah. Your sleep is worship, your good deeds are accepted, and your invocations answered. Therefore, you must invoke your Lord in right earnest with heart that are free from sin and evil, and pray that Allah may help you to keep fast and to recite the Quran. Indeed, miserable is the one who is deprived of Allah's forgiveness in this great month. While fasting, visualize the hunger and thirst of the Day of Judgment. Give alms to the poor and the needy. Pay respect to your elders. Have sympathy for your youngsters and be kind towards your relatives and kinsmen. Guard your tongue against unworthy words, your eyes from sins not worth seeing, and your ears from sounds that should not be heard. Be kind to orphans so that your children were to become orphans, they will also be treated with kindness. Do repent to Allah for your sins and supplicate with raised hands at the times of prayers, as these are the best of times, during which Almighty Allah looks at His servants with mercy. And says if they supplicate, responds if they call, grants if they ask, and accepts if they entreat. O people, you have made your conscience the slave of your desires. Make it free by invoking Him for forgiveness. Your back is breaking under the heavy load of your sins. So prostrate before Him for long intervals and make it lighter. Do understand fully well that Allah has promised in the name of His majesty and honor that He will not take to task such people who perform the prayers and the prostrations, and that He will guard their bodies against the fire of hell on the Day of Judgment. O people, if anybody from amongst you arranges for any believers the iftar, that is food for ending the fast after sunset, then Allah will give the reward as if he or she had set free a slave, and He will forgive previous sins. When the audience asked, "But everybody amongst you does not have the means to do so," the Prophet replied, "Keep yourself away from the fire of hell by providing iftar, though it may consist of only half a date, fruit, or even some water, if you have nothing else." The Prophet, in continuation of his sermon, said, "O people, anybody who in this month cultivates good manners will walk over the Sirat, that is the bridge leading to paradise via the rim of hell, on the day when feet will tend to sleep. Anybody who in this month may take light work from servants, Allah will make easy his or her accounting, and anybody who does not annoy others in it, Allah will keep him or her safe from His wrath on the Day of Judgment. Whoever respects and treats an orphan with kindness in it, Allah shall look at him or her with kindness on that day. Anyone who treats well kinsfolk in it, Allah will bestow his mercy on him or her on the day of judgment. While anybody who maltreats kinsfolk in it, Allah will deprive him or her of his mercy. Whoever offers recommended prayers in it, Allah will save him or her from hell. And whoever observes in it obligatory acts of worship, the reward will be sevenfold for such acts compared to other months. Whoever repeatedly recites salawat or blessing on me in it, Allah will keep the scales of good deeds heavy on judgment day, while the scales of others would be tending to lightness. In this month, whoever recites an ayah of the Qur'an, the reward will be that of reciting the whole Qur'an in other month. O people, the gates of paradise remain open in this month. Do pray to your Lord that they may not be closed for you. While the gates of hell are closed, do pray to your Lord that they may never be opened for you. Satans have been handcuffed, so invoke your Lord not to let them dominate you. The Prophet's vicegerent, Imam Ali, peace upon him, says, I asked, O Messenger of Allah, what are the best deeds in this month? The Prophet replied, O Abul Hasan, the best of deeds in this month is to be far from what Allah has forbidden. The Imam, seeing the Prophet visibly in grief, asked, O Messenger of Allah, what makes you weep? In reply, the Prophet foretold the tragedy that was to befall his divine designated vicegerent decades later in Ramadan. O Ali, I weep for that which will befall you in this month, visualizing myself to be in your place when you will be praying to your Lord and the most wicked person of all times, like the one who chopped off the feet of the camel of the tribe of Thamud, which was proof of Prophet Saleh's mission, will strike you on your head, and your beard will be dyed in blood. On being informed of his martyrdom, the first thought that occurred to Imam Ali, peace upon him, was not about the life of this mortal world, but about his faith. And he asked, O Messenger of Allah, will my faith be secure? The Prophet replied, Yes, your faith will be secure. The Prophet continued his sermon as his companions listened in amazement and some in disbelief. O Ali, whoever kills you has in fact killed me. Whoever annoys you has annoyed me. And whoever slanders you has slandered me, because you are to me like my soul. Your spirit is my spirit, and your nature is my nature. Surely Allah, the praised and the glorious, created me, then you, chose me, then you, and selected me for prophethood, and selected you for imamat. Whoever denies your imamat has in fact denied my prophethood. O Ali, you are my legatee, and father of my grandchildren, and husband of my daughter, and my caliph, vicegerent, over my ummah both in my lifetime and after my death. Your bidding is my bidding, and your forbidding is my forbidding. By the power that granted me prophethood and made me the most excellent of creation, you are the Hujjatullah, the argumentation of Allah over his creatures, and his trustee over mysteries, and his caliph over his creatures.
You have just listened to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily round the clock for listeners across the globe. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard via the internet, shortwave, FM, and satellite. Our listeners in the Indian subcontinent can listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave 25 meters, 11,865 kilohertz every day from 1520 to 1620 UTC. Also, our listeners in Europe can tune in to the English service of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave 31 meters, 9,855 kilohertz, and in Southern Africa via shortwave 31 meters, 9,835 kilohertz every day from 1920 to 2020 UTC. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our programs via FM 91.5 MHz. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and Iransat or Bat 5, and via the internet. Our internet address is parstoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you.
This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, the reminders of the holy month of Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. Dear listeners, indeed the month of Allah has approached you with blessings, mercy, and forgiveness. In the eyes of Allah, it is the best of all months. Its days are best of all days, its nights are best of all nights, and its hours are best of all hours. Brothers and sisters, value each and every minute of this holy month of Ramadan. It is a blessing for all of us. It is an opportunity which we all can cash out. It is a month in which you have been invited to be guests of Allah and you have been made in it the people who have honor of Allah. Your breathing in it is tasbih. It is singing the praise of Allah. Your sleep in it is an act of ibadah, the worship of Allah. Your deeds are accepted and your prayers are answered to. Therefore, ask Allah with sincere intentions and pure hearts to help you in fasting during this month and in reciting His book, Quran, the Holy Quran. For the most unfortunate is the one who is deprived of Allah's forgiveness in this great month. This is the month where the doors of forgiveness are wide open. This is all because of Allah's mercy for all of us, especially the believers out there who are listening to this. Brothers and sisters, we all know we have done something wrong, or maybe not something wrong, then something not so good in our lives. This is the time to turn back to Allah for all of our shortcomings. And then there are those ambitious believers, which honestly we all should be ambitious, who want to seek proximity and nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me tell you, this is the month where you stand the most chance. Get your act together and go towards Allah. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing and reminding you of some of the things you already know, but it's always beneficial to be mindful of these points. We're talking about the importance of this holy month, this blessed month of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, by your thirst and hunger, remember the hunger of the Day of Judgment and its thirst. Give charity to the poor and look after the needy among you. Lower your glances from what is not permissible for you to see and refrain from hearing what is not permissible for you to hear. Show sympathy to the orphans of the people, and sympathy will be shown to your orphans one day. Repent for your sins and raise your hands in supplication at the time of your prayers, for that is the best of times in which Allah looks towards His servants with mercy. Answer them with what they whisper to Him. Responds to them. Allah responds to His creatures when they call upon Him. Allah gives to them when they ask Him. And Allah accepts their prayers when they pray to Him. Now you must be thinking that Allah always is listening to the believers, is listening to His creatures, is listening to His servants. Then what is so special about this month? Brothers and sisters, I have a good news to share with you. And this good news comes from the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. They have informed us that despite the fact that throughout the year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to His servants, but in this specific year, Allah's mercy is at its climax and its peak. So when you're going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something and ask for that spiritual elevation, you should know this is the best time of the year where you should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear friends. On the start of the blessed month of Ramadan, we present you a hadith Qudsi, in which Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, has said, Allah the Exalted says, fasting is exclusively for me, and I will reward it.
This is IRIB English Radio. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en.
Cultural news, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With delight.
With neon lights on the floor and walls, pulsing electronic beats, and a glowing red shuttlecock bouncing back and forth, Malaysian badminton court evokes a sci-fi movie set. Shuttle in the Dark is a badminton hall in the iconic Petronas Twin Towers in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. It was set up in late 2021 by a sport management company to encourage people to take up the racket sport after 2 years of social restrictions because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Director of INEC Sport Management says the initial goal was to draw sports fans and players back into action.
Our initial goal was, how can we encourage and gain back the interest of people to come back and play? And not only those enthusiasts, but then as well the new people who was not able to or never play badminton before. So that's why we come out with this experience called Shuttle in the Dark.
Playing on a futuristic court presents an unusual challenge for athletes as they have to adjust their eyes to the darkness to fly. Badminton is one of the most popular sports in Malaysia and Asia, with a thriving community in the Southeast Asian community. It has produced some of the world's top-ranked players. Ancient Pompeii has a new guardian, Spot, a four-legged robot dog that will inspect the ancient Italian city's streets and tunnels to identify structural issues. The robot, designed by the U.S. firm Boston Dynamics, will patrol Pompeii at nighttime. The robot inspects the smallest of spaces and gathers data for planning interventions to fix safety and structural issues. Equipped with a 360-degree camera, Spot will also protect the city's streets from illegal relic hunters who cause structural damage to the ruins by digging tunnels. Pompeii will also have its own eye in the sky, a Leica BLK-2 flying laser scanner capable of autonomously conducting 3D scans of the ruins, helping Spot carry out its tasks. Safeguarding ancient sites from treasure hunters has always been a problem for every country, especially the ancient ones.
A super rare birth has added a cute member to critically endangered Sumatran rhinos of Indonesia. The newborn calf is the sixth born since intensive efforts to breed the species began in the 1980s. The female calf, which doesn't have a name yet, was given birth to by a rhino named Rosa in a sanctuary. Rosa has suffered 8 miscarriages since 2005 when she was brought in from the wild for a breeding program. Fewer than 80 Sumatran rhinos remain in the world, mainly on the Indonesian islands of Sumatra and Borneo. Excessive poaching, along with other threats, has brought the species to the brink of extinction. The cherry blossom or sakura season in the Japanese capital is a magical experience as trees burst into bloom, dousing the streets with stunning shades of pink. This year, people are enjoying the occasion to the fullest as COVID restrictions are no more there. Thousands gathered in central Tokyo wearing masks, taking pictures and posing for selfies among the trees. Cherry flowers reach full bloom on Sunday, 4 days earlier than usual, according to the Japan Meteorological Agency. The age-old tradition of viewing cherry blossoms typically takes place across the country. The flowers are a national obsession. People flock to parks to hold parties and picnics. However, due to the pandemic, authorities have asked people to refrain from eating and drinking outdoors.
Millions of people across the world celebrate Earth Hour, a symbolic Lights Out event that aims to call attention to environmental issues and the necessity of protecting the planet. The annual event encourages people to turn off their non-essential lighting for an hour and take a break from using electronic devices during that period. Earth Hour takes place every year on the last Saturday of March. The theme of this year's event is Shape Our Future and has been celebrated in more than 180 countries, including Greece, France, Thailand and Iran. The initiative was first introduced in 2007 by the World Wildlife Fund as a grassroots movement for highlighting the collective responsibility of the people towards their environment.
An ancient place in Guatemala with special significance for the Mayan culture could be the next entry on the World Heritage List. The historic village, known today as the Takalik Abaj Archaeological Park, was occupied for 1,700 years before it was abandoned and discovered in 1888. It's said to have been home to a pre-Hispanic people. Archaeologists found their way to this mysterious piece of land, where they found a series of exotic artifacts and sculptures back in 2008. Guatemala's Minister of Cultural Heritage says this site has a sacred place in the nation's culture.
Takalik Abaj is a sacred place with important links to Guatemala's culture. It's a place that harbors flora and fauna biodiversity and even Mayan spirituality and war is wild. This makes this place highly important within the Mayan culture in Guatemala.
Archaeologists believe the monuments go back to the deep-rooted civilizations of Olmec and Maya in a Central American culture around 400 BC. The government has presented the site to UNESCO, hoping it will be declared a World Heritage Site.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields, like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
A Belgian-British teenager is on a solo flight around the globe that could make him a world record holder. Mark Rutherford started his journey from a small airfield near the Bulgarian capital Sofia on Wednesday. His first destination is the island of Sicily in Italy. From there, he'll fly south to Africa and then around the globe to cross the finish line again in Bulgaria. The 16-year-old pilot says he got his inspiration from his sister.
Egypt's rich history seems to be a gift that keeps on giving. The country has unveiled some exquisite, newly discovered tombs. The pharaonic tombs were found at the Saqqara archaeological site south of Cairo. The site is a big necropolis of Memphis, an ancient capital of Egypt. The graves belonged to a senior royal official, or rather senior royal officials. Some of the graves are engraved with interesting titles such as Steward of the Royal House and Supervisor of the Garden. The tombs are around 4,000 years old, dating back to the Old Kingdom of Egypt.
Nowruz, or the Persian New Year, is celebrated worldwide by millions of people, including the people in Indian-controlled Kashmir. The region, known for its natural beauty worldwide, turns magical each year during its spring season. To mark nature's revival, the people of Kashmir have dedicated a day to thank the mesmerizing beauty of spring. Our correspondent Shahana Bhatt reports.
As the spring season begins in Kashmir, the earth turns lush green and the trees bear colorful blossoms, with the sky visibly blue and waters clear and glossy. After a not-so-harsh winter this year, the people of Kashmir are welcoming the onset of spring. Nowruz, or the Persian New Year, marks the beginning of spring and is celebrated on March 21st. New trees are planted while people offer prayers and seek God's help for a prosperous year.
Each year we await this season so that we can plant new trees. The process of their growth gives us hope, and that hope teaches us that God has set a time for everything. We can't fast-track it. We can only do our best efforts.
On the occasion of Nowruz, women in Kashmir prepare unique dishes made from lotus stem and fish. Mehra and her sister have a busy day today. Friends and family are invited to relish the moment.
We have been taught by our mothers and grandmothers to cook these delicacies on the special occasion of Nowruz. It requires lots of dedication, and what matters is that this food brings friends and families together, and a lot of positive energy is exchanged. For us, Nowruz is not just an occasion, but it marks a fresh beginning of love, growth, and prosperity.
On the occasion of Nowruz, the Kashmiri administration often organizes musical festivals to add fervor to the celebrations. People, especially children, visit these musical festivals in large numbers so that the year starts with cheerful memories. This year, scores of tourists have also come to witness Kashmir's spring.
We had heard that Kashmir looks magical, but we witnessed in reality that this land looks fabulous, especially the spring season.
The early arrival of tourists has added a lot of positivity to Kashmir's tourism sector, which has been hit hard by years of political instability and turmoil. Persian culture is deeply rooted in Kashmir, and celebrating Nowruz is a sign of its influence.
Nowruz marks a new beginning, and after suffering decades of political instability and 2 years of the COVID pandemic, people are only hoping for a return back to a normal life and an everlasting peace. Shahana Bhatt, Indian administered Kashmir.
Turkey inaugurates the world's longest suspension bridge over the Dardanelles Strait. The bridge is more than 2 kilometers long and connects Turkey's European and Asian shores. It cuts travel time between the two locations to just 6 minutes. A consortium of Turkish and South Korean firms began constructing the huge bridge in 2017 with a budget of 2.5 billion euros. 5,000 workers participated in the colossal undertaking. Passenger vehicles must pay a fare of 200 Turkish liras or around $14 to use the bridge. In Peru, paleontologists have unearthed the skull of a ferocious marine predator that is an ancestor of the modern-day whale. The 36-million-year-old skull was dug up intact after it was discovered in Peru's southern desert. The fossil belongs to an ancient mammal whose contemporary descendants include dolphins. Recreations of how the animal looked like show it mostly resembles a giant lizard that moved like a snake. Paleontologists say it was a top predator measuring some 12 meters long.
The discovery is very important because the skull is in a perfect state of preservation. The skull and the jaw are in the right anatomical position. The teeth are complete. It's very possible this might be a new Basilosaurus species. If this is so, there is no other fossil like this one anywhere else in the world.
Salas further explained when the ancient animal died, its skull might have sunk to the bottom of the seafloor, where it was quickly preserved. The skull, measuring 1.3 meters long, was unveiled at Lima's Museum of Natural History. The Peruvian desert is rich in fossils and offers scientists 42 million years worth of evolutionary evidence. Other fossils found there include the four-legged dwarf whale and sharks, among others.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today you are with us and we're going to speak about being the guest of Allah.
الهلال
تغار فالصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصدي.
Today Sunday is the first of Ramadan 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar corresponding to the 14th of Farvardin 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and the 3rd of the month of April 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran and we bless this moment by a recitation of chapter Ar-Rahman, verses 1 to 6. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Ar-Rahman.
The most merciful.
'Allama al-Qur'an.
Taught the Quran.
Khalaqal insan.
Created man.
'Allamahu al-bayan.
And taught him eloquence.
Ash-shamsu wal-qamaru bihusban.
The sun and the moon move by precise calculation.
وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ.
And the stars and trees prostrate.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
مَا لَنَا رَبٌّ سِوَى.
The chapter has 78 verses and it was revealed in Medina. The designation of the chapter derives from the first blessed verse, the most gracious. Ar-Rahman, one of the most beautiful names and attributes of Allah, Imam Kazim, peace be upon him, said, "There is a bright, best thing for everything, and that of the Quran is Surah Ar-Rahman."
أشهر الرحمن فيك أنزل القرآن.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and now we look at the meaning of being the guest of Allah in the month of Ramadan. Let's imagine that a messenger from one of the greatest kings of the world has come to us and says, "The king has invited you to his feast and he has so much attention to you. He wants to give you every precious gift and governorship of such regions. And above all of those honorable gifts, the king is so satisfied with you and so eager to see you and get near to you and even wants to assign you as one of his nearest ones." So in this situation, what will be our reaction? How can we make ourselves ready for this very important meeting? Then we must compare the greatness of this king to the King of the Kings, the Lord of the Lords, the Creator of the worlds and everything in them, the one that is the real owner of everything that is known as a being. Now, we refer to the starting part of this essay. We are invited to the feast of Allah if we really and honestly believe that there is a God, there is Allah, and if we believe that the messenger of Allah does not tell any lie. So what is our reaction to the call of Prophet of Islam on this invitation? Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to talk about why the month of Ramadan is described as the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that in this connection, what's important is that the person who has prepared this reception and has invited everybody to it is none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the announcer of this preparation, of this special reception, was none but the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We find that according to Islamic instructions, it's indicated that if people had known what graces of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be provided for them throughout the month of Ramadan, they would have certainly wished the whole year become the month of Ramadan. And the month Ramadan is very much important in the sense that we find that from the first moment of the arrival of the month Ramadan up to the end of the month Ramadan, and especially up to the end of Eid al-Fitr, the end of Ramadan feast, many, many and thousands or perhaps millions of sinners would be rescued because of the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the whole world in the month of Ramadan from the hellfire. Millions of people would be released and delivered from the hellfire, all because of the extra and the special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the month of Ramadan and those people who observe fasting in it. Now we find that, apparently it consists of enduring hunger and thirst, has many benefits, physical benefits. Apart from physical benefits of fasting, the spiritual benefits of fasting is abundant and much more superior than the physical benefits of fasting. According to the Holy Quran, we find that fasting wasn't anything special to Islam only. Rather, in all pre-Islamic religions, a kind of fasting was observed. And in this regard, it's a good topic for cross-cultural or comparative religious studies to find out what were the regulations or indications of fasting in pre-Islamic religions. Thank you very much for listening to this episode.
Ramadan, ya Ramadan, ya nafhata ar-Rahman. رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, you are listening to IRIB English Radio and this program today is special. Now we reach to ways to welcome the month of Ramadan. At first, planning and determination. Dear friend, you should make a good plan for the whole month about how you are going to organize your days and evenings during the month of Ramadan. Plan special schedules for your work so that you can pray on time, read the Holy Quran, and take sahur. What is sahur? The meal consumed early in early morning before Fajr prayer and iftar. What is iftar? Breaking the fast as sunset, Maghrib prayer on time. Have sincere intention and determination to take full advantage of this time. Also, have a full determination and commitment that you will not do any sin or anything wrong during this time. Make sincere repentance and seek the forgiveness of those whom you might have offended. In this way, you can benefit much more from your fasting and prayers. Yes, we are on a special banquet, and it is the banquet of Allah. In a sermon which he delivered on the first day of the holy month of Ramadan, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, while addressing the fasting ones, said, "O you who are fasting, reflect on your affair, for surely you are a guest of your Lord in this month. Observe how your attitude is during the night and day, and how you protect the members of your body from disobeying your Lord, and make sure that you do not sleep through the night and be heedless during the day, so that your month ends while your burden still remains on your shoulders, such that when the fasting ones are paid their due, you are among the losers. And while they enjoy prosperity in the neighborhood of their Lord, you are from the expelled ones."
Once Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, "What is the best of deeds in the holy month of Ramadan?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi told him, "Ya Ali, al-wara'u an maharim Allah. The best of deeds in the month of Ramadan is to keep away from sins and to observe the sanctity of God's laws. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us all with beautiful hearts. And the Almighty God is the light of the heavens and the earth. He is the light of the universe. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. And Allah has granted us that light in our hearts. Our hearts illuminate and radiate with the light of the Almighty God. But every sin that we commit imposes a barrier on our hearts. It creates a layer of dusting on our hearts. Have you seen when dust collects on something? That's what sins do to our hearts. They begin to dim that light. With every sin, a new layer is put on the heart until the heart cannot glow anymore. The month of Ramadan is that opportunity to reclaim the radiance and the light of our hearts by washing our hearts from sins and asking the Almighty God to forgive us through His light.
Inshallah, we continue and we speak more about this topic that is about the month of Allah. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
والغفران
لست القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.